Hi everyone, I'm your host Donna, and this is Modern Mongolia Podcast. Here I talk about how people experience life in Mongolia and contemporary lifestyle and culture of Mongolians. On every episode, I will be sharing fun facts in the beginning and then get real about Mongolia. So let's get started. So here in Mongolia, you should always bring toilet paper with yourself all the time. There is no toilet paper in almost any toilets of offices, coffee shops, schools, unis, and in public restrooms, unless the place is quite, very high-end place. And same for the countryside. There is only an outdoor wooden toilet or latrine, and you have to squat. And or you just go wild. So especially in the countryside, going to the bathroom, to the toilet is quite tough for winter especially. And I always have a small pack of tissues in my bag, and if the restroom has toilet paper, I get really surprised. Like, it's not a standard, but feels like it's a complimentary thing. This is FYI fact if you'd be traveling in Mongolia. Okay, today I will be talking about bunch of isms in Mongolia that annoy me. So first of all, I want to shout out to my best friends, Undurma and Anha, who are strong and beautiful mothers living in Hamburg and Melbourne with their family. So our discussion was very helpful to finally finished this episode. Thank you very much. The first ism is ageism. I think social standards or stereotypes about a certain age are quite common in Asian cultures. In Mongolia, ageism is at every level. So, of course, the most prominent ageism is at workplaces, for sure. For example, I worked in a corporate job for about a year back in 2021. And every single day I used to hear a comment about my age, that I am close to 30 or getting older, and these comments would come from my Gen Z colleagues. Some of them were just friendly jokes, but it was really annoying. And it was like, oh, you must be tired, you're old, oh, it can be hard for you, you're old, and so on. So I imagine how irritating it must be for middle-aged people or older folks to be constantly reminded about their age when I, myself at 30 years old, feel it. The problem is not that I'm worried or anxious about aging, but it's not cool to relate everything about us to our age. We are more than our age. My best friend, who's only 30 also, shared with me that she's not sure about changing her career to become a UX designer as she found her new passion, but she feels afraid that it's too late and she's too old to do so. I think for people like us, like around 30, this kind of social expectation of age comes both from younger people and also from the older generation. In general, I believe Mongolia is not the pleasant culture to live as a retiree, because retired people are often laughed at when they want to learn a new skill or begin a new career. The environment, harsh weather, health problems, economy, social stress, and plus the ageism, so you see why. People over 40 find it difficult to find a job, and some places even pressure people to retire earlier when they are not ready. Anyway, most of our older generation barely reach their retirement age or sadly just pass away right after they retire. So to speak about numbers, by 2022, average life expectancy of Mongolians is more or less around 70, and it makes us rank at 135th in the world. Despite the fact that we live shorter, this should not be the reason that we should put people in boxes of age and indirectly dictate how they should live their life. My mom is also having a midlife crisis that soon she'll be retired and kind of preparing herself to avoid the feeling of worthlessness. Actually, she doesn't know what to do after she retire, and she's trying to figure out her next chapter of her life at the moment. On the other hand, it's even difficult for herders. Old parents still need to tend their animals, whereas all of their children choose to live in the city. Though it keeps them busy, it's not an easy life in the countryside when you're old. And so my friends, my conclusion is that we're living a short and stressful life in Mongolia. And this is for Mongolian folks. Let's not subscribe to any kind of ageism whatsoever. And let everyone live their best life at any age. The second ism is nepotism. To my view, nepotism is almost a social practice here. So this is personal experience. A couple days ago, I was in a line at the hospital for some shots. And when I was in the room, there came another doctor who is a colleague of this doctor number, okay, let's say doctor number one, who I was meaning to see. And this colleague, doctor number two, she brought in a teenage boy with her. And the boy obviously didn't stand in the line, but cut in the line just because he knew that doctor number two, I guess maybe his parents are friends with the doctor, or I don't know. And doctor number one stopped doing my registration and proceeded to attend to that boy because her colleague asked for a favor. And that bothers me. This happens every day. And is it only in Mongolia, or does it happen in other places too? And the other people who were on the line after me didn't even mind, and it's kind of socially allowed. But for sure, this attitude goes up to the hierarchy. This type of nepotism mostly occur in civil services. I know that civil services and procedures at the state offices are bureaucratic in almost every country. And what Mongolians do very first is to look for someone who works in the institute to ask for help so they can cut in the line. To make it understandable, I'm going to share another example. My mom is a professor at the National University of Mongolia, and in beginning of every semester, someone who is either a close relative or a distant relative calls my mother to help their children to get admitted to the university. So my mom, out of kindness, helps all of them, guiding them, making calls to the administration, asking for a favor, etc. I kind of didn't mind about it a few years ago, but now I realize that this is wrong. But others who are asking for a favor, those relative people, they kind of have an attitude that it's an obligation for my mom to help them just because they are somehow related or know them at some level. So I see this as those people are asking for nepotism, isn't it? My friend Anha articulated about this very on point. So she said, Mongolians have this mindset of obligatory dependence on family and relatives. Because of this, some carry too much burden, while some believe that it's a must for other family members to help them. So for the case of my mom, she is the one who is burdened to help everyone who is asking for help. And also, for a disclaimer, I don't blame any healthy networking and mindset of helping each other, but people also need to have a sense of boundary. There are popular saying in Mongolia that it goes, "Танилтай бол талын чинь, танилгүй бол алгын чинь." The meaning is translates that your worth is defined by the kind of number of people you know. It's something like this. For me, I decipher this phrase in the view of nomadic life, where you essentially need the help of manpower to move around the land, herding animals, and it's not easy to cope with the hardship of nomad life when you don't have someone to help you. However, this phrase is now perceived as an instruction to exploit your friends and family relationship for your benefit just to save some trouble. So everyone is contributing to and enabling reciprocal nepotism, and it seems like not so harmful on a small scale. What I mean is that we should just stop asking for nepotism at first, then demand justice from those who are abusing their power and creating nepo babies with much more serious consequences. The last ism is materialism. Okay, I really had to call this one out. Once I came back to Mongolia, I immediately felt the pressure to quote-unquote look good in a way of wearing a trendy outfit to fit in. It is so annoying to have to receive good service or to have decent treatment at shops or restaurants or in any public places. I feel like I have to dress to impress just to be treated like a human being. And people justify it by saying, oh, Mongolians are very well dressed and others are too simple, blah, blah, blah. And what is wrong with being simple? I also discussed about it with my friends, and they also agreed that they feel the need to dress to impress, especially when they go to public services, when they have to do paperwork, etc. So what does it say about us? There is a mindset of Mongolians which say "huni dar arghu yavkh," and the literally meaning we need to aspire to live life above your peers. So it often manifests in our materialistic judgment that people would starve to look good, to fit in. My friend Undrama also agrees that people often buy their kids expensive stuff in order to not to look underprivileged among their friends. Hence, it becomes a pressure on other kids and families to catch up. Anha also said that she always used to feel the need to dress well anytime she had to go out. And of course, as I get older, impressing others is not important anymore. I just want to feel good about myself and dress for myself. So is this a generational thing of our earth or what? Or is it just a Mongolian thing? I don't think expats and foreigners feel it the way we feel when judged by our appearance, look, or material possession. Both my friends immediately mentioned that materialism and the need to dress to impress is quite annoying in Mongolia. Thus, I think this is not only how I feel, but it's social pressure. I don't know when it started or why. Maybe because we're only 3 million and everyone knows each other. Especially in UB, you'll never know who you might bump into. So people just make sure to save face and don't miss a chance to look good. This is my guess, but I don't understand it fully. If there's anyone who felt the same in Mongolia, please let me know. Write an email, share your thoughts. The podcast email is modernmongolians@gmail.com. So that's it. These are the isms I feel very annoyed with as a Mongolian. Ageism, nepotism, and materialism. So this is life in Mongolia. Please share your thoughts about the podcast. Leave a review. Please rate. And if you're listening to it on Spotify, you can send replies to the questions also. And please just let me know how I can improve the podcast. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you'd like to keep up with Mongolia, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and everywhere else. Hamd pesend mashq bayrla. Bayrte.